jumper on the way. He hits, and it's a three. It's a franchise record, 54 for Karl Anthony Towns.
Wolvescast, audio on demand.
Gibson struggling to get it in. Finds Wiggins. Andrew around a town screen. Inside of midcourt. Launches the three. At the buzzer. Banks it in. Andrew Wiggins has won it at the buzzer. Lobs it up ahead. Tyus rises up and slams it with the right hand. Taj Gibson with a defensive play of the game. It's over. It's over. Celebrate, Wolves Nation.
Welcome into Wolvescast Audio on Demand. John Folkey alongside Cal Soderquist here on the Timberwolves Radio Network. Coming up on this episode, we'll get a rookie report with Josh Okogie. Plus, we'll check in with Timberwolves General Manager Scott Layden to take a look at the impact that Robert Covington and Dario Saric have had since joining Minnesota in that trade with Philadelphia. But Cal, first, let's take a look back at a wild week for the Wolves, featuring a couple of double-digit comebacks. Monday against Houston, down by 19. Wolves rally, pick up a win over the Rockets. Then on Wednesday, wrapping up their homestand, down by 15 in the second quarter, the Charlotte Hornets. They rally once again and blow the Hornets out 121-104. It's the first time since 2012 the Minnesota's had consecutive games in which they've rallied from down by 15 or more, and just the fourth time they've done that in back-to-back games since the 96-97 season. A big key, we've talked about it a lot these last couple weeks, Minnesota's defense, but specifically Minnesota's defense in the second half and fourth quarters.
Adjustments at halftime, and I think, too, we heard it from players after that comeback win over Houston, not just talking about it in the locker room, but then coming out and executing in that second half. And I think also it's belief. You know, it's easy to fall behind, and this season can become a grind, especially at this part of the year. And those are great players across the other way, and it's easy to just kind of check out a little bit or just feel like it's too much to surmount and come back from. But this team believes in each other, and I think that chemistry is a big reason why they're able to, A, lock it down on defense, but also make some clutch plays on offense when they're needed.
Yeah, and I think that chemistry and also that leads into the ability to hold each other accountable, and that's what the team has done at halftime in these last two games. They've come in, they've talked about it, they've held each other accountable, and like you said, they've gone out and done it. And I loved what Karl Anthony Towns said after Monday's win, is that they didn't just come out and do it in the second half, but they kept their foot on the gas, and they never allowed Houston to get back into it, and the same could be said Wednesday about Charlotte. They also needed some big momentum shift plays, and Andrew Wiggins brought two of those to Minnesota. He hit a buzzer beater at the end of the second quarter on Monday. Minnesota then got cooking in the third quarter as they came back to beat Houston in that one. And then in the second quarter, when the Wolves are down by 15, Wiggins hit a three. Then he had that big putback dunk that got him going, got the crowd going. It was part of a 20-7 Minnesota run that got them within two at the half. And Andrew, Cal, these last two games has provided that spark for Minnesota.
And there's almost been like a bounce in his step a little bit. I mean, the Wednesday performance, just the third 25-5-5 game of his career, and season highs in a lot of those categories, the 26 points, the six boards and five dimes, both tie season highs. And we even heard it from, I think it was Jeff Teague and maybe Taj Gibson, two guys who spoke about Wig at shoot-around, whether it was the Monday game against Houston or Wednesday against Charlotte, where Wig was talking a little bit and was excited and had some confidence, had some swagger that he was ready to go, and it's something we've wanted to see from him, and I think it's been awesome to see, and his teammates have kind of had that invigoration, that confidence with him as well, that, hey, he's going to come out and ball, and he certainly does it. He's impacting the game in so many different ways, getting those big timely buckets, but also effort plays. We've seen some big blocks from him. We've seen the rebounds in traffic and getting his teammates involved with the assists as well. It's been fun.
Yeah, and Tibbs talks about it all the time. You can impact the game without scoring. Wiggins has been impacting the game scoring and in all those other areas, and great to see him bounce back after he went through a kind of a prolonged struggle there, especially shooting the basketball. All right, we're going to take our first time out here on Wolvescast. When we come back, we'll talk more about the new additions to this team as we check in with General Manager Scott Layden right here on the Timberwolves Radio Network.
The Timberwolves are back, and so is College Night, presented by U.S. Bank. For select home games, college students can get upper-level tickets for $10 by using a valid .edu email address online. Visit Timberwolves.com/college for more info. Minnesota Timberwolves, all eyes north.
Welcome back to WolvesCast. John Fokey with you. Still to come on the program, we've got our rookie report with Josh Okogie. We'll check in on how he's adapting to life in the NBA. Plus, Cal Soderquist rejoins me as we take a look at this upcoming four-game road trip as we go 3 in the key. But first, Minnesota is 9-3 since their trade with Philadelphia and playing some inspired defense. And earlier this week, I caught up with Timberwolves general manager Scott Layden to talk about what Robert Covington and Dario Saric have brought to Minnesota. Well, Scott, when you made the deal a couple of weeks ago for Robert Covington, Dario Saric, and Jared Bayless, I know you knew that Covington was a good defender, but did you anticipate he'd be able to help change things so drastically on that end of the floor for you guys?
When, you know, whenever a trade's made, you're, you know, not completely certain how players will fit in. Now, we had a lot of intel. We had a very good impression of the players we were getting back. And I think that not only have they fit in well, but I think the players that we had on the team already have accepted them with open arms. So I think it's really been created a great chemistry early on, which in trades that can happen, you know, in the beginning and in the early stages there can be some very quick camaraderie, but I do think that you know, our guys have accepted them, and I know you know, for example, Kat and Robert have had a relationship or knew each other before this, so it's been very healthy, and I think in all trades, At the end goal is you hope that it's a win-win. You know, you hope that for whatever reason that both teams can look at it and at the end of the day say, hey, you know, we're happy we made the trade and we're happy that both teams can do well. And I think Philly has to be happy with you know, how they've done in the early rounds.
When I looked at both Covington and Saric and what they brought to the table, the thing that stood out was how well they complemented kind of the core group of guys that were here. Obviously what they bring on the defensive end, but also the fact that, you know, not high usage guys and just kind of blanket over what Cat, Wiggins, Jeff, Derek, and the rest of the guys do. Is that kind of how you guys saw that fit coming together?
Well, we saw them as two very good players. I think the, you know, the usage part of it is, you know, is certainly a big part of that, but the fact that we were getting three good players and adding to our depth was very intriguing to us. The other thing is if you look at Dario, Robert, Jared, the toughness factor too. You know, in order to play for Coach Tibbs, you've got to be smart, you've got to be high character, you've got to be tough. And I think that's a big part of whether it's, you know, the draft and getting Kata and Josh, or if it's, you know, making trades, you got to make sure that it fits the system and it makes sense within what we're doing. And I think that, you know, Coach does a great job of he has done a great job of implementing these guys right in right away, and has been a big factor. I think the other thing too is that with Dario, the thing I liked most about him coming to the team would be his ability to pass the ball. Mm-hmm. And you know, you can never have too many passing big guys, and I think that is a great compliment to our team. You know, passing the ball is infectious, and when that ball is moving around, it really is exciting to see. And I also think that Robert has brought the a defensive component that is contagious as well, and you can see that our guys have really revved it up on a defensive end, and then once again folding them in with a great defensive coach, great defensive mind, it really has enhanced our play.
What does it say about these guys that after the trade they came in and really accepted this team and integrated themselves to it and helped raise it? You know, you when a guy goes through a trade, it's tough to know how they're going to react to being moved, but they've taken it very positively.
Well, everything the intel told us was that they're both even though they're both young guys, they're both incredibly professional, and they're both all three guys have high character. So it's something that I think we knew about them, and to all their credit, they come in and they're professional, and they understand the business and get right to work right away, which is really encouraging that they have embraced the team, but also the home court. And I think the fans have really enjoyed the early play and the enthusiasm that both of these guys have added to the group, and then how the rest of the group has reacted. Our home court is so critical to us in us winning. And last year we had 18 sellouts. This year we're getting everybody excited, and so it's just a critical part of winning in the NBA. You got the home court. You have to protect the home court, and these guys have really energized the fan base.
Yeah, the Wolves have done a great job taking care of home court so far this season. They're 11-4 at Target Center. All right, keep it right here. We've got our rookie report with Josh Okogie coming up next on the Timberwolves Radio Network.
The season is here, and unforgettable experiences are just waiting for you and your group. Catch the pack in action and get in on pregame performances, player high fives, photo ops, and more. Find your experience now at Timberwolves.com/groups. Minnesota Timberwolves, all eyes north.
Wolves cast continues. John Fokey with you in our final segment. Cal Soderquist will rejoin me as we go 3 in the key, previewing this 4-game road trip for Minnesota. But first, time for a rookie report with Georgia Tech product Josh Okogie.
Well, Josh, about 2 months into your rookie season, I feel like you've kind of seen everything from DMPs to starting to guarding LeBron. How have you sort of made the adjustment here to an NBA player, that NBA lifestyle, and kind of being ready for whatever happens?
I think the biggest key is preparation. No matter, where you might be on a depth chart, no matter, how many minutes you're going to play, I think it's important to form a routine and, get in the same routine every day. So if you don't play, that's cool. But if you do play, you're always ready. And you don't never got to guess, am I going to play today, or, how many minutes, who am I going to guard? So having that routine and just staying in shape and doing a lot of things on my own to make sure that, I'm in shape, because, it's hard to, be in shape when you're not playing. So it's very important that, you're doing a lot of conditioning off the court and, out of practice time. So coming in on your own, get a lot of lifting a lot of weights, and just like I said, just being prepared.
Coach talked about using film time, using individual time, skill workouts, those types of things, especially when you're in a stretch with a lot of games and not a whole lot of practice time. How have you tried to use those kind of peripheral practice times to improve your game?
Yeah, I think it's big. I think what you do, outside of practice, what separates you from your competition, because everybody's going to practice. And watching film on your own, getting a lot of recovery on treatment on your own, and working out on your own, I think those are really imperative to becoming a whole basketball player.
You talk about finding a routine, and it's not just a game day routine, it's a practice routine, but away from the court, it's a routine as well. A lot more time now as a professional player versus college. How important is routine, not just in getting ready for games?
Oh, routine is important, just so you know what you're getting out of yourself. If you do the same thing every day, you get the same amount of sleep, same amount of rest, same amount of food that you're putting into your body at the same time, psychologically your body just thinks that, okay, I'm ready to play because I do this. But if you're doing different things every day, a different thing every game day, then your body might react to it different. So having a routine, like on game days, maybe whether it's taking a nap, getting something to eat, or just reading a book, or just doing something so your body knows where it's kind of at within the day.
Yeah, great to see Josh make the most of his time in that Wolves blowout win over San Antonio last week, scoring 12 points in the fourth quarter and revving up that crowd with a huge dunk. All right, keep it right here. We go 3 in the key with Cal Soderquist next on the Timberwolves Radio Network.
Experience the pack like never before with the official mobile app of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Whether you're at home, at Target Center, or anywhere around the globe, the app is your remote control to all things Timberwolves. Head over to the App Store or Google Play to download it now.
Welcome back to Wolves Cast. John Fokey alongside Cal Soderquist here as we go 3 in the key and take a look at this upcoming 4-game West Coast road trip for Minnesota, which starts at Portland. Portland, a site where Cal, Minnesota, last time out there, they got blown out by the Blazers. Now, they returned the favor in beating Portland here at Target Center, but the Moda Center is a tough place to play. What do you got for us in three in the key?
Well, some ghosts in that building and really this trip as a whole, Minnesota looking for some more positive results. But it starts, like you said, Saturday in Portland. Jusuf Nurkić is our first key player. We speak so much about that duo of C.J. McCollum and Damian Lillard, but in the two games against Minnesota already this season, Nurk, 16 points, 12 boards, shooting nearly 70% from the field. And we talk so much about Minnesota having success controlling the rebounding battle. Of those 12 rebounds Nurkić averages against Minnesota, five of them on the offensive glass. That's been a point of emphasis for the Wolves, so keep an eye on that. Second key player, Steph Curry. What rust are we talking about here? This guy missed 11 games with that groin injury and has returned for three now in those three games. 33 points, 53 from the field, 53% from deep, and also averaging six boards and four dimes over those three games as well. Most recently, a 42-point night and a win over the Cavs, connected on nine triples in that one. So I think it's safe to say
he's
back to full speed pretty quickly, which is a dangerous thing. Final key player, Nemanja Bjelica. We obviously remember him from his time here with the Wolves. He had 14 points and eight boards in that first meeting with Minnesota, a Sacramento win. But like we saw at times here with the Wolves, a little bit of inconsistency that he's kind of battled. He's been up and down a little bit. Just a two-point night earlier this week on the road in Phoenix. He attempted only three shots in 20 minutes. They did get the win, but he looks more comfortable at home. When you look at some of the home-road splits, at least early on, shooting the three ball 54% from deep in that home building, whereas just 45%, I guess still respectable, but a drop on the road. So maybe feeling good at home when they welcome in the Wolves on Wednesday. How about two key stats first? Fourth quarter scoring and fourth quarter defense. Minnesota really excelled defensively of late in the final frame. Over the last 12 games, they're holding opponents to just 38% from the field. That is tops in the NBA over that stretch, but it will be tested on this road trip. The Sacramento Kings, third in the NBA, averaging 29 points in fourth quarters so far this year, and the Golden State Warriors shooting the ball at a 49% clip. In final frames, that is second best in the league. So Minnesota really going to have to lock down in those final frames, winning time, as they say. Finally, second key stat, five straight. The Golden State Warriors have won five straight matchups with Minnesota at the Oracle. Can you remember the last time Minnesota was able to get a road victory over the Warriors?
Bozzi, the Minnesota was down by, 17 and rallied back, got 35 from Shabazz Muhammad, won that one in overtime.
The overtime win and just one of, six losses the Warriors suffered all season, I think. So we'll see if Minnesota can bust up that streak. Finally, one key matchup. We kind of had the same deal last week, but Robert Covington, this time getting the lockdown, take your pick, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry. It's going to be a challenge, but you know Cov is up to the challenge on Monday night in Oakland.
Yeah, I love what Coach Tibbs said about him, too. He wants the primary scoring assignment. So whether that's Klay Thompson, whether it's Steph Curry, whether it's Kevin Durant, Cov can match up with all of those guys. Going to be a lot of fun. Be sure to brew the coffee. The West Coast road trip starting in Portland as the Wolves face off for the Blazers. That'll do it for this episode of Wolvescast. For Cal Soderquist, I'm John Fokey. Thanks for joining us right here on the Timberwolves Radio Network.
This has been a presentation of the Timberwolves Radio Network.